on 882 6PR. This is Perf Live with Oliver Peterson.
And I'm with the mining coach, Andrew Knight. Andrew, there was a $15 million gold find very recently in WA.
Yes, they found it at Peter Hunt, a nickel mine. And in the industry, we commonly refer to that as a jewellery shop.
And that's an appropriate term.
Yeah, because the gold is literally everywhere. The last one that I saw was in 2005, and it was a 3.5 by 3.5 by 3.5 metre cut we took, and we got $3 million worth of gold out of it. And so today's money, it'd be almost $9 million. So that was fun, picking up tissue box sizes, lumps of gold, very surreal, and putting it in buckets and taking it up because they wanted to make sure they got everything. And so it took us 3 days to do it all. But, yeah, no, they got a lot of gold out of that.
They certainly did. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, hi, guys. Just a quick question for Andrew. Now, if I do the online courses that you are advertising there,
yep.
Once I complete those courses, do you give me a list of phone numbers for the so-called mining companies?
I do a weekly email blast to all the people that have done the course, and we go straight to, we try and stay away from the labour hire companies. We go straight to the people the owner operators and the contracting companies that do all the direct employment.
Okay, so you're very similar to a company that was running a couple of years ago called QFS. They had the same sort of setup. This is going back probably, I think, maybe just on 10 years ago when the mining boom was kicking in.
I'm not familiar with that company before.
Yeah, so it was three guys that actually were in the mining industry and they started up the same sort of deal. Okay, no problems. I'll have a look at your courses.
Thanks, mate.
So tell us here, Andrew, do the mining companies let you know when they are hiring?
Oh, of course.
So and then you put that out on your blast to people like Rob or whoever might have done the course?
Yes, and that's it. And we target them, we give them the skills, the knowledge of which companies that are looking, where come up with a bit of a plan about yourself specifically, what you want, whether you want to be fly out of Perth or whether you want to relocate up to Kalgoorlie or whether you want to go to Queensland for a bit of a change of scene, because the work's all over the country at
the
moment.
Sure, so you want to be flexible.
Yeah. And like I said at the start, there's a lot of work out around Kalgoorlie at the moment. If you really want a job straight away, that's probably the place to go. But there's still a fair bit of work going around fly-in, fly-out, and those jobs come up quite regularly. And it's just a matter of putting your resume in when they come up. And your resume won't go into will go into the experience pile. Or there's two piles. There's experienced and there's not experienced. And your resume will end up at the bottom of the experience pile once you do the course.
Cam, hello.
Hello, Ted's dad and coach. How are you, man?
Good, Cam.
Good day. I had a beer for Ted the other night, mate. I read his head.
Good on you, Cam. Appreciate it, mate.
Right, coach, what's your office number, mate?
Oh.
So I can talk to you. I'm experienced. I just want to have a chin mag with you tomorrow if I can give you a chance to give you a ring tomorrow.
Cam, what we'll do, we'll hand you back, obviously, to Nick and Sophie. We'll get your number. We'll pass it on to Andrew, and that's easier so that Andrew can get in touch.
You just put me on the spot, mate. Nobody remembers their numbers anymore.
But go to miningcoach.com.au. Absolutely. Go to the website. Also worth knowing, there's a particular demand at the moment on workers over 40.
Yes, they're really looking to balance out their crews. Like anything in life, when you have a whole heap of people under 30 all earning $200,000 a year, it ends messily. And unfortunately, I've got experience with that. Back in the late 90s, I was one of the young people on the crew earning a lot of money. So now they don't like to have real young crews. They like to have a good balance of people throughout. And because we've gone overseas with so much of our experience, they're really looking to get the mature worker back in. And if we can marry your work experience up with the mining knowledge, it's an easy sell to the mining companies these days.
Miningcoach.com to get in touch with Andrew Knight, who is, of course, the mining coach. We're out of time. We'll do it again very soon.
Thanks, Ollie.
It is 3 to 4.
Cam Ed Caravan.